This is Farm Safety Week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Kate Olson, who's the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
Sure, no problem. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about farm safety, because this is the week we should be doing that anyway.
That's right.
A lot of the farm safety issues, you know, we think about them as adult issues, but really we should be probably spending a lot more time talking to the children about that, because if you start them young, they remember those lessons the rest of their lives.
They do. They remember, and they learn, and they'll listen when they're that age to some extent. So starting early and often is what we recommend when talking about farm safety with kids. We have read materials for all ages from, of course, like you mentioned, there are tons of farm safety topics that adults need to be thinking about. Hopefully they know those. If they don't, we have lots of helpful reminders for them if they're getting into a new area of their business and aren't sure what some safety procedures would be. But we also have information for all different ages. Another thing that some people don't think about is maybe some older farmers, some accommodations that may help them to continue farming safely. And then, of course, you mentioned the younger children. One of the things that we really push when we talk about farm safety is matching tasks to the appropriate age. And we have a lot of different information on that. Something that changes year from year after year on the farm, if you've got a young family growing up on the farm, is, of course, as your children grow, they get more and more interested and more active in being involved. Of course, everybody wants to go for a ride on the tractor every year. But as kids get older, they become more independent and they're able to help more. So if you have questions about age-appropriate activities for your children as they grow up, and of course, if you have children that live on the farm or children who visit anyone, grandma and grandpa, a friend on the farm, that's another aspect some people don't think of. We have a farm safety camp coming up, but we're calling it a rural safety camp because really rural safety, especially when you live in a rural community, is something that pretty much every kid should be aware of. Most kids have, you know, a grandma and grandpa or an aunt and uncle with a farm or a friend with a farm that they'll go out and visit. And maybe those kids that aren't exposed to farm dangers every day, maybe they need a little bit more of a reminder, possibly, of some of the dangers that may be out there.
Well, and it's hard to say no to children. I mean, let's face it, it's hard when they ask to help or ask to be around what's going on. I want to see daddy and mommy working. I want to see what they do. I want to help them do what they do. It's hard to say, no, you can't. And they don't understand all the time why you're telling them no.
Right. And farming is really a lifestyle for a lot of people. It's a lifestyle they love. It's a lifestyle they want to pass on. They want to teach, you know, their kids' friends, nieces and nephews. They want to teach them about that and why they do what they do. Farming is also a unique operation in that in a lot of family farms especially, it's, you know, you walk across the barnyard or the driveway of the home and you're at the workplace. So you're at your office, you're at your workplace. It's one of those occupations where children really have an opportunity to see what their parents are doing every single day, which is great, but it also becomes a little more normal to them, and so they may not think of the dangers that may be out there. And so a reminder that yes, there are tractors driving. It's certainly not a coincidence that Farm Safety and Health Week tends to overlap a little bit with the harvest season every time this year, and certainly harvest this year is a little earlier, but it's definitely still going on. I've made several trips in and out of town, you know, in the last couple days where I've been following a grain wagon or a cart or had to move over for a combine on the road or things like that. They're just around everywhere this time of year.
Well, farming's so much different than it used to be. I mean, years and years ago, a couple decades ago, you know, or a couple of generations ago, when we thought about a family farm, well, we thought about a family farm. I mean,
yeah.
Gee whiz, the farmer and his wife had 10 kids because they needed the help on the farm. It was labor intensive.
Right.
Farming, in a lot of cases, is not quite as labor intensive, depending upon how it's done on an individual farm, as it used to be. There's a lot more equipment there. So, you know, that's one part of it. But the other part is the dangers are sometimes even more prevalent because of a lot of the power equipment that we have out there nowadays. Things can happen in a hurry.
Things can happen in a hurry. And I mean, I think if you have watched machinery, anyone who's watched machinery over the last generation of farmers, it's getting bigger. We're farming more and more acres in general per farm. We have the technology to do that. But you also have equipment that's 10 times bigger than even what I remember growing up on a farm. the amount of land you can cover, the amount of grain you can carry in a grain cart. There's just a lot of scaling up, if you will. And that comes with some pretty big benefits for the farmer, but also some risks to young children who may not realize the size and power and even speed. You know, tractors seem to go slow, but when you're standing in front of one, they're not going that slow.
Trying to beat daylight, trying to beat the first snow, trying to beat a lot of things. Yes. Sometimes we kind of just forget about the safety part of it, and we're more concerned about timing and getting it done. And, you know, there are just so many things that all ball up into all that. And we're not telling anybody, for the most part, things that they don't already know.
Right.
But it's always important to remind about farm safety, because we do sometimes need to just kind of slow down a little bit and remember what we're doing and some of those hidden dangers around.
Right, absolutely. And there's usually more people around when you're harvesting. You may have extra help, you may have extra family around, people who may not be familiar with the, you know, if it's just you and your family normally on the farm, if you've got more folks there helping, more people in and out, more vehicles in and out, that's a new situation for everybody.
So the important thing is to teach, and you mentioned there's a farm safety, actually a rural safety day camp that you have coming up now this weekend.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to kind of drive the point home to those youngsters, I assume maybe in a fun fashion?
In a fun fashion. We want them to kind of get the point. They'll do some learning, they'll do some listening, they'll also do some hands-on watching, learning, and touching. We want them to kind of experience that. The age group that we're targeting, it is, you mentioned, it's this weekend, Saturday, September 22nd. We're going to start at 8:30 and go to 11:30 at the fairgrounds there in Atlantic. We will be indoors and outdoors. We do have some equipment coming for kids to look at, so we'll be indoors and outdoors back and forth between the two. But we want kids to get a feel for that it is serious, but you can still have fun, you can still learn. You want to you know, it's not the most dangerous thing in the world that you're ever going to do, but it warrants notice. It warrants being careful. We are targeting fourth and fifth graders specifically. That's an age group where kids kind of begin to move into being more helpful, which translates to parents giving them a few more responsibilities around the farm and in a farm family operation, an age where we tend to think of kids as being a little bit more independent, a little bit more inquisitive and exploratory as well. So that's a really kind of a critical age group to kind of get them thinking as you go out and learn to do some of these new things and take on more responsibilities around your home and with your family, here's a few safety things to consider as well.
You mean they're not just little adults?
They are not just little adults. They have breakdowns all over the place, and we have some of those as well if folks are interested. And I always tell people, you know, if there's one guarantee that will change from year to year in your family farming operation, and that is the age and interest level and involvement of your children. Because from one harvest season to the next, you remember it like it was yesterday. To your kids, it was a million years ago, and they remember so many things differently. I mean, from the time they're in kindergarten to the time they're in fourth grade, the changes in how they view what's going on during that time period are amazing.
Well, you touched on it earlier, too. It's a family farm. You're out there because you love the lifestyle. You love what you're doing, and you want to impart that on your children, too, and, you know, with any luck, maybe pass it along through the generations. But you've got to do that in a way where you're kind of spoon-feeding it out to when it's appropriate, too. You don't want to get them too excited about too many things that maybe they shouldn't be involved in at this particular time.
Right.
So learn a few of those kinds of things, and the kids will understand a little bit more about what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to pre-register for this?
We would like them to pre-register. There is no cost. They don't have to pay for it. We are covering the cost, and we have many local businesses coming in to present free of charge, so we're very excited about that. We've had great participation from the community in this. We would like them to pre-register because we're providing snacks and we're providing goodie bags for all the kids that attend. So they'll take home lots of good materials, a few fun things as well. So in order to make sure we have enough materials and snacks for everybody who's coming, we would like to have them pre-register. They can do that by giving us a call at the extension office, stopping in, or dropping us an email. Any way they would like to do that, we just need to know name of the kid, grade, age, and a way we can get back a hold of them, whether it's an email or a phone number. We will need a medical release form or a health and safety release form before they can participate. Those are available on our website if folks want to print them out, or we'll have them available the day of the camp, as long as it's a responsible adult that can sign that waiver that drops the kid off as well.
So the adults don't have to stick around that day.
The adults don't have to stick around. They are more than welcome to. We will have resources for parents there to pick up at registration if they're interested. But
otherwise, it's a half a day of freedom then. Good to go do a little shopping.
Right.
Go do a little shopping while you drop them off and let them learn. Very good. That's coming up this Saturday, September 22nd, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the fairgrounds in Atlantic. And again, check it out online and find out what you need to know, and get those forms and things filled out so you're ready to go on Saturday. And hopefully everything will be safe. You know, it would be wonderful some year to just zip through a harvest season without having to hear all the horrible stories.
Yes, and you seem to have one, no matter how much you talk about it. You seem to have at least one from a rural community, and they're always so sad in that many times they're preventable.
So do what you can to try to minimize the possibility of it happening on your farm.
Exactly.
Very good. Kate, thanks for coming by.
No problem.